Well, this has to be a very quiet boo because it's almost 10 o'clock at night, and although... 11 o'clock at night, yeah. I haven't changed the time on my phone yet because I'm still working on UK time. It's almost 11 o'clock at night. And we're at our second campsite now after a awesome day. Actually, it's been another day of a lot of driving, but we managed to drive over pretty much the entire length of the Alps. And it was breathtaking. I've always wanted to drive the Alps. It was just awesome. Emma's asleep, as she pretty much always seems to be when it comes to doing audio boos. And you can hear what sounds like 1,000 crickets singing in the background and a bit of traffic coming by from the road, but the site is actually really nice. If you check out the location data attached to this boo, you'll see where we are. And there's a lake that you can go swimming in. It's kind of like the proper traditional holiday campsite, freshwater lake, and it is unbelievably clean water as well. You can see right to the bottom all the way through it, and I am going to have an early morning swim tomorrow in a lake. Quite looking forward to it, actually. What's your take on the day, Steve?
Do you know, I've seen yet another new country. So we're adding to a list that was so small to start with and yet will be quite a lot larger. I'm now going to be able to go home, look at a map of Europe and go, been there, done that, not just seen the pictures on the internet.
Now, I'm quite a seasoned camper, and so is Emma. You know, I go camping a couple of times a year and I love it. I love the whole sleeping under canvas thing, and I don't like smelly toilets, but you know, we get along with that. You weren't a camper, and you're not really a camper at all, are you, Steve?
Well, it wasn't that long ago. I would sit there and quite honestly turn my nose up and go, what are we really staying into travel in? And in comparison, those purple sheets and shampoo attached to the wall is definitely regarded as comfort, but it wouldn't be quite as much fun doing it that way.
No, it wouldn't be as much fun, and it'd be a lot more expensive, and you don't get this kind of feeling of the great outdoors.
You're not just viewing a country through, you know, a pair of binoculars. You're sat there and you're really experiencing it right on the ground.
Literally. Right on the ground. Although tonight is going to be a much nicer night's sleep because we're on a campsite which is grass, and quite soft grass, and not gravel, which is going to be lovely.
We found out it was particularly soft grass when my stool sank.
Steve nearly stayed in Switzerland. He was swallowed by a field.
But no, it'll definitely be our friend tonight, and I think because we're so much more tired, there won't be any trouble getting to bed tonight.
I didn't have any trouble last night. Apart from the bloody car alarm keep going off. Anyway, we shall boo again tomorrow, and we'll update you then. Sleep well.